Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, always enjoy our conversations in the morning. Let's get serious this morning. In the testimony by Michael Cohen, President Trump's former lawyer, fixer, he, at the very end of his testimony, and there's been some articles about this, cited the fact that one of the major reasons he decided to publicly testify was because if President Trump didn't win the election in 2020, there would not be a peaceful transition of power.
Well, you know, David, I've taught my students all of these years. One of the great things about this American Republican democracy has been the peaceful transference of power. You think about how difficult it is to achieve that. We have achieved it in this country, and it is one of the great bulwarks that makes this country so important. So when you hear a person who is close to the president, who knew the president's thoughts, and who says there will not be a peaceful transference of power, it's very, very frightening. Because if something like that happens, it's going to come down to what the armed forces, for example, are going to decide to do. Are they going to stick with this president, or are they going to stick it in his eye? Now, my feeling is, if he tried to pull something like that, all of these generals that he brought on in the beginning, but who he ended up firing or who ended up walking out on him, they were not willing to give up what this country has always known, and that is that the civilians are in charge of the military, but that the civilian has a obligation not to abuse that power. And they walked. And let me tell you, that's no small thing. So in the end, if he tried a coup, which with this guy, you know, anything is possible. I don't think it will happen. I think it's ridiculous to tell you the truth. But if it did happen, there would be hell to pay. And I think people would be out in the streets. You know, one of the great ironies of the whole fight over guns is that the people who are opposed to gun control are saying, hey, if the government comes to get us, we need to be able to have our guns. That's what this is all about. Well, we'll see, because I have a feeling that some of the people who are most enthusiastic about Trump are the ones who have the guns. That's a little bit frightening in itself. Do I think it's going to happen? No. Will he, the president, then get going and with all of this baloney about a rigged election? Yeah, there's going to be a rigged election, according to him. But I'll tell you who'll be doing the rigging. He will. The idea that you prohibit certain people from voting or you make it difficult for them, that's what a rigged election is all about. And that's what Donald Trump threatens to do. If Cohen is right, it is a really, really frightening prospect.
Meantime, in front of the House Intelligence Committee, Cohen provided documents showing edits to the false written statement he delivered to Congress.
The president's lawyers apparently did have editing privilege in the Cohen testimony. That would be suborning perjury, I believe. If they're telling him not to tell the truth or to lie, that is very scary. And that is not only what he's going to jail for, but frankly, if it could be proven, and if it's as extreme as some have suggested, they should go to jail.
Meantime, former CIA chief John Brennan predicts the Mueller report will perhaps come out Friday.
Wow. Well, let me put it this way. If it comes out, it's going to be fascinating. There are a lot of people who are suggesting on the president's side, it'll show nothing, and therefore it won't be important. On the other hand, how could it not show anything if all of these people who are surrounding the president are on their way to jail, have pleaded guilty, and all the rest? Doesn't make any sense that he would say nothing. I think the issue here is, what did the president know and when did he know it? And, you know, while there are no tapes to show, as in the Nixon case, it's going to certainly have circumstantial evidence that surrounds the Mueller investigation.
Front page story in the New York Times today under the heading The Economy. The trade deficit set a new record. For Trump, that's a failure.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, if you run and you talk about the deficit and it turns out that you have the greatest deficit of all, it makes you not only commander-in-chief, but hypocrite-in-chief. There are things that could have been done to stop it. No. He has an economy which is going strong. He doesn't want to do anything to mess it up. But in the end, we have seen examples. Go back to about 1929, when a great economy can go right on its face.
rules relax for banks, giving Wall Street a big win. Another one of the pieces of legislation that seemed to be personal for Trump, where he's been rolling back these rules on the Obama era.
Just what I was talking about. You know, you open it up, you say anything goes here. You get this sort of gold rush, land rush mentality. But in the end, somebody's got to pay the price. When you have a deficit that keeps rising out of sight, and what we are spending our money on is not services, but servicing the deficit, that's pretty strong stuff. David, there's another thing that's happening today that I want to alert everybody to, and that's that at 1 o'clock, we're going to have a conversation with Dr. Fung, Jason Fung, who is, if not the inventor, the major popularizer of the alternative fasting diet, which has had remarkable effect. A lot of people are talking about it. A lot of people are doing it. It has the potential for reversing diabetes. Now, I don't know what it'll be for everyone, but I'll tell you, I've been doing it, and my sugar numbers have dropped to the floor. I'm getting all kinds of pats on the back from my doctors for doing this. It's not for everyone. It's not an easy diet to do, but if you can do it, is it worth it? You bet. So everybody, if you know a diabetic, alert them. This is for type 2 diabetes, by the way. This is the day to listen.
1 o'clock on WAMC, and it will be on our website at WAMC.org. Our political observer, Alan Chertok, with us. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, David. It's always great. I know that it's so cold outside that the cold is coming right through our bones.
Please stop.